News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told the Dáil yesterday that he believes that there are problems with plans for the new National Maternity Hospital. Expressing concerns about the proposed new hospital's governance, he said that the land had not been gifted to the state but to a private charity. I'm joined now by People Before Profit TD, Breed Smith. Breed, good morning. Thank you for joining us here on News Talk. It isn't often that yourself and Leo Varadkar would be on the same page or agree on something, but you have exactly the same concerns, maybe even more.
Yeah, well, I raised this with the minister yesterday because there's growing concern that what we're hearing, what we understand, what we're given to understand is the arrangement for the new National Maternity Hospital is not an independent, a fully independent hospital, but rather one that will still ultimately come under the control of the ethos of the Order of the Sisters of Charity. It's very confusing. I don't want to go into the whole complex governance issues because your listeners would yawn and go back asleep. It's very complicated and it's very confusing. But what is clear, and even from the statement that the nuns made, is that they have said they have gifted the land to the people of Ireland. This is not correct. They have leased the land back for 99 years on a complex arrangement of a subsidiary group of the St. Vincent Group's holdings, which is actually a private charity. And most of the board is self-appointed by the pre-existing St. Vincent Hospital Group. And in their statement of constitution, the St. Vincent's Hospital Group are committed to the ethos of Mother Mary Aikenhead, in other words, of the Catholic Church. All of these discussions and arrangements started to take place pre-repeal. In other words, we had a constitutional amendment in this country that prevented women accessing full reproductive rights. Repeal changed everything, and post-repeal, women in this country are worried that a brand new National Maternity Hospital will be paid in full for by the state wouldn't deliver the services for which we have fought very hard and won.
Okay, Breed, well, hang on a second. Any procedures or treatments that are legal in the state must be available in the hospital. End of story. It's the law. IVF, yeah, termination, sterilisation, assisted reproduction, all the rest of it. That's the law of the land.
Yes, you're correct on that, and that is the law of the land. But there is a concern that regardless of the law of the land, that the Sisters of Charity's ethos will still dominate the board. Now, whether that concern...
Sorry to cut across you. Hang on a second. We, the taxpayer, the state, are paying for this. We're funding the vast majority of it.
Yeah,
so why do we get a say on the board?
I don't understand that. And if you listen back to what the Taoiseach said to me yesterday, he's very concerned about the fact that the state do not control the appointment of directors of the board. So that was one of his major concerns. And so are we.
I don't mean to be rude. I just, as you're bringing these things up, things are occurring to me and I'm going, well, hang on a second here. If we're funding it and we're paying the tune, paying the piper, we call the tune. And if the sisters or their board or this charitable trust or whatever says, we're going to control the board, you go, well, sorry, we control the money. So where does that leave them? So we put the money up, we get a say. Otherwise, we don't put the money up. End of.
Yeah, I agree with you, but that's not what's happening. We don't control the board. They have told us that we have a golden share, but that's not control of the board. There's a self-appointed board of directors, and I mean, people with greater insight and understanding than me, like the Taoiseach, have expressed similar concerns.
Okay, Breed, one final question. One of the things that came up was that the state tried everything it could to buy the land and the Sisters of Charity would not sell it. Why not a CPO?
Exactly. That's exactly what I asked Stephen Donnelly yesterday. We had it in fairness to the minister. He did take a meeting with a representative group of TDs and senators yesterday. Why not CPO? It's correct. Negotiations in this have been going on since 2013. People are running out of patience with, you know, trying to get a new National Maternity Hospital very badly needed up and running. They could CPO. And I think that is probably going to have to be the step that will have to be taken.
Okay.
And it's just a huge delay with long protracted negotiations where we end up with a very messy, very complex situation yet again in terms of women's health.
Okay, people before Prophet T.D. Breesmith, thank you very much for joining us on that. I think I see steam coming out of Kira's ears, do I?
Yeah, I would be deeply concerned. And I was deeply concerned at the time. I would have shared Peter Boylan's view at the time that the National Maternity Hospital cannot be in question in terms of its ethos. It has to deliver legal services, all legal services that our women should be entitled to in this state. And nobody's ethos should trump that.
And
it's a deep concern. But